弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
大家记得今年，对不起。大家记得今年的主题吗？
Do you remember the theme of this year's topics?
讲大声一点。
Can you speak louder?
活着就是基督。
To live is Christ.
容易不容易？
Is that simple?
这一句话是从哪里出来的？
Do you know where it comes from in the Bible?
是从腓立比书第一章。
It comes from the first chapter of the book of Philippians.
那我想问一下，上一个主日吕弟兄交通的是什么？
Do you remember what Brother Lou shared with us last Sunday?
大声一点。都不太 sure 的样子。
I think you're not sure.
谦卑，顺服。
Humility and obedience.
可能大家都很谦卑。
Maybe you're all very humble.
谦卑不是看你声音大不大，小不小。
It's not really depends on the volume of your voice.
谦卑是看谁在你的里面。
It's about who is in your heart.
上个主日讲谦卑顺服。
Last week we talked about humility and obedience.
那今天我们靠主的恩典，我们愿意来交通一点喜乐和平安。
And by the grace of God, today we want to share a little bit about peace and joy.
我们就用腓立比书第四章的上半段来说。
We'll use the first half of the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians.
我们还是有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
在耶稣基督里面，你把救赎赐给我们。
You have given us redemption in Jesus Christ.
你也把一个新的生命赐给我们。
As well as a new life.
你把谦卑顺服的生命赐给我们。
You give us a humble, obedient life.
你也把喜乐平安的生命赐给我们。
And you give us a peaceful, joyful life.
若有人在基督里，他就是新的创造。
If anyone is Christ, he's a new being.
求主早晨把信我们所需要的信心赐给我们。
Lord, this morning, give us the faith that we need.
让我们不但进入，也能够常住在耶稣基督里面。
Not only that we can come into Jesus Christ, but we will stay there, remain there.
主，人的话是何等的有限。
Lord, our word is limited.
但是我们仰望你，把你自己的话点活在我们每一个人的心里面。
But we look upon you to enlighten your word inside us.
也许是我们熟悉的话，但是在我们心里面能产生功效。
Maybe we're familiar with those words, but may you work these words in our heart.
我们把讲的、翻的和听的都交在主的手里面。
We submit the one who speaks and the one who translates into your hands.
我们承认只有主你能够做成你的工作在我们的身上。
We confess only you can fulfill your work, complete your work in us.
所以我们在交通之前，我们把我们自己都交在主你的手中。
So before we share, we submit ourselves into your hands.
我们愿意主你圣灵做工在我们的身上。
And may your Holy Spirit work among us.
真叫我们能活着就是基督。
So that we truly to have that live, to live is Christ.
赐下你自己的话语。
Give us your word.
赐下圣灵的见证。
Give us the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
让你的话能常住在我们的心中。
So that your words will remain in our heart.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
有一个故事。
I have a story to tell.
有一个在欧洲有一个很出名的演员，他去看医生。
And there's a famous European actor. He went to see doctor.
因为他的心理上，他的工作压力非常大，所以他患了忧郁症。
He is in depression because of the stress from work.
他去找这个心理医生，心理医生就跟他讲。
So he went to see the psychiatrist and the doctor told him.
医生说，你这个病没有关系。他说，最近有一个很出名的一个喜剧演员。
And the doctor said, your problem is not a big problem. There's a famous comedian.
他说，如果你去，你听他十天半个月，你的忧郁症一定会好。
If you just go to see his show for 10 days or just half a month, and you'll be cured.
当他在跟这个人讲话的时候，这个人一直低着头。
But when the doctor was talking, that person he bowed his head.
最后这一个人抬起了他的头，他的眼睛流满了他的脸。
Finally, he raised his head with tears in his eyes.
这个人告诉医生说，我就是那一个喜剧演员。
Well, he told the doctor, you know that I am that comedian.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界上有许多暂时的欢乐。
There are many temporary happiness in this world, brothers and sisters.
但是这个世界里面，你找不到真正的喜乐。
But you will not find the true joy from this world.
我想两年前在中国，听说人人都在谈股票。
2 years ago, everybody in China was talking about stock market.
每一个人都觉得他是股神。
Everybody thinks that he knows how to make money in stock market.
因为你随便买都是赚的。
And no matter what you buy, you make money.
但是今年有弟兄告诉我们说，他公司里面再也听不见讲股票的声音了。
But this year, a brother told me that his co-workers stopped talking about stock market this year.
弟兄姊妹，这世界有许多暂时的快乐。
There are much temporary happiness in this world, brothers and sisters.
但这个世界更有许多的劳苦重担。
There's more a burden and sorrow in this world.
所以今天你在，如果你的喜乐是建立在经济的上面。
If your happiness it depends on your economic situation.
你可以去看一下，这个你到网上可以去搜一下所有的曲线。
And you can look at all these charts on the website.The stock.
都是起起伏伏。
And it goes up and down.
Now I wonder, 我在想说，是不是我们基督徒的生命也是这样子呢？
I wonder, is it also that our Christian life is also like that, up and down?
我相信我们的环境可能有时候高，有时候低。
Maybe our circumstance may change.
但是主给我们的生命，活着就是基督的生命，应当是一直往上的。
But this life that God has given us to live as Christ should be always going upward.
那我负担，我想我今天不讲很多喜乐的道。
My burden is not to share too much doctrine about being joy.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹借着腓立比书来讲喜乐的道路。
Through the book of Philippians, I want to share more about the path leading to joy.
但是道是非常重要的。
Doctrine is important also.
如果真理不对，有时候你讲再多的方法，我们可能都是错了。
If we're not standing on the foundation of truth, then if we talk about more methods, it's not helpful.
所以我想我在跟弟兄姊妹交通到腓立比书第四章这里的如何喜乐的道路之前。
So before I share this path leading to joy, in the book of Philippians,
我愿意简单的点一下在基督里的喜乐。
I want to mention a little bit about the joy in Christ.
那圣经里面，当然我的题目是说喜乐和平安哈。
Although my topic is peace and joy.
因为腓立比书第四章，你一面看见是喜乐，一面看见是平安。
Because Philippians chapter 4 mentioned both.
那平安和喜乐，圣经告诉我们，不是肉体所产生出来的。
Peace and joy, the Bible says it's not from our flesh.
不是你整天嘻嘻哈哈会讲很多笑话，你就是一个喜乐平安的人。
If you're great at telling jokes, that doesn't mean that you're a joyful person.
不是你做阿 Q, 你就是一个喜乐和平安的人。
If you just try to fool yourself, that is being aq, that doesn't mean that you're a joyful person.
在基督里的喜乐平安远远超过积极的想法。
The joy in Christ surpasses all our positive thinking.
刚刚金石带我们念了《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章16到18节。
Brother Jinshi has led us to read First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 and 18.
那里说要常常喜乐。
There it mentions that rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
In everything give thanks.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
This is the will of God regarding you in Christ Jesus.
所以我们知道这一个喜乐和平安乃是在基督耶稣里。
So that we know peace and joy is in Christ.
什么是在基督里的喜乐？
What is the joy in Christ?
我跟大家用使徒行传的几节圣经，我们可以看一下这个喜乐的特点和这个喜乐的果效。
Using some of the verses from the book of Acts, let's look at the characteristic of this joy.
你不用翻哈，我会很快就过一下就好了。
You don't need to turn to the pages. I'll just go through it.
使徒行传第五章41节。
Acts 5 5:41.
那里说到彼得和众使徒，他们离开了被审判的公会，心里欢喜，或者说心里喜乐，因被算为配为这名受辱。
It mentioned apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
所以什么是在基督里的喜乐？
So what is the joy in Christ?
这里使徒和彼得他们没有喜乐的原因，他们是被逼迫受苦，但是他们喜乐。
Here, Peter and the apostles, they have no reason to be joyful. They were just persecuted and they have no reason to be joyful.
为主受苦的喜乐。
This is the joy of suffering for the cause of Christ.
这是在基督里的喜乐。
This is the joy in Christ.
而这一个喜乐使他们甘心受辱受损。
And this joy enables them to willingly suffer for Christ.
这是在基督里的喜乐。
That is the joy in Christ.
第八章三十九节。
And let's look at chapter 8:39.
这是说到那个Ethiopian 那个埃提阿伯的太监被腓力受施禁以后。
Here it talks about the eunuch from Ethiopia after he was baptized by Philip.
他从水里上来，主的灵把腓力接去，太监也不再见他，就欢欢喜喜地走路。
When they came up out of water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing.
什么是在基督里的喜乐？
So what is the joy in Christ?
在基督里的喜乐乃是一个在主救恩里的喜乐。
So this joy in Christ is joy in His grace.
乃是辞旧迎新的喜乐。
This is the joy that we bid farewell to our past and now welcome the future, the new future.
那人家说你有什么好乐的？
Then people will ask you, why are you rejoicing?
以前有一个弟兄，他受浸以后，他有一个见证，他说人看我没有改变，但是我看整个世界都改变了。
A brother once gave a testimony after he was baptized. He said, people didn't find any change in me, but when I look at the world, everything changed.
在主救恩里的喜乐。
This is the joy in his salvation.
这个喜乐使这个太监能欢欢喜喜地行走在神的救恩里面。
This joy enables him to go on his way rejoicing.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天都是蒙恩的人。
Brother and sister, we're all saved.
我们今天身上还有没有蒙恩的喜乐？
Do we still have this joy of salvation?
我们今天人是不是看得出我们走在那一个蒙恩的喜乐上面？
Can people see that we still live in this joy of salvation?
十一章二十三节，这里说到巴拿巴。
Chapter 11, verse 23, here it talks about Barnabas.
巴拿巴到了，从耶路撒冷他到了安提亚。
He left Jerusalem, he arrived in Antioch.
他看见神在安提亚弟兄姊妹中间的工作。
And he saw God's work among the brothers and sisters over there.
圣经说他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就喜乐。
The Bible says that when he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced.
他劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。
And he began to encourage them with the resolute heart to remain true to the Lord.
在基督里的喜乐。
This is the joy in Christ.
看见神在教会，神在弟兄姊妹身上的恩典，就喜乐。
To see the God's work and God's grace among the brothers and sisters, and he rejoiced.
弟兄姊妹，什么让我们真正能够喜乐？
Brothers and sisters, what can give us the true joy?
保罗对腓立比教会说，你们就是我的喜乐。
Paul told the brothers and sisters in Philippians that you are my joy.
弟兄姊妹，有多少我们的祷告是为着教会的弟兄姊妹祷告？
How much of a prayer is for the brothers and sisters for the church?
我相信我们常为弟兄姊妹祷告，我们就会常得着这样的喜乐。
I believe if we pray more for our brothers and sisters, we'll get more of such joy.
看见圣灵工作的喜乐。
The joy of seeing the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个喜乐使得巴拿巴能交通劝勉。
And this joy enables Barnabas to be able to encourage brothers and sisters.
使他能服侍主，服侍教会。
Enables him to serve the Lord, serve the church.
十三章四十八节，这里说到外邦人。
Chapter 13, verse 48. Here it talks about the Gentiles.
外邦人听见了保罗所传的神的话。他们听见这话就喜乐了。
Gentiles, after they heard the words preached by Paul, they began to rejoice.
赞美神，凡预定得永生的人都信了。
And they glorified the Lord, the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed for eternal life believed.
这里是听见神话语的喜乐。
This is the joy of hearing God's word.
这里是外邦人，离神远的人，当他听见神的话，他就喜乐了，他就赞美神，他就信主。
And the Gentiles who didn't know God at the time, when they heard the word of the Lord, they rejoiced.
这是在基督里的喜乐。
This is the joy in Christ.
这一个喜乐把他们从外面带到里面。
This joy brings them inside into Christ.
把他们从遥远带到亲近。
Bring them from afar to be near Christ.
叫他们不但能相信，而且能赞美。
Not only they can believe, now they can praise and glorify God.
这是在基督里的喜乐。
This is the joy in Christ.
最后十五章二十三到三十一节。
Finally, chapter 15, verse 23 through 31.
他这里说使徒长老，这里是耶路撒冷教会写信，他说问弟兄们安。
Here the apostles and brethren of the and who are elders in Jerusalem, they wrote a letter to Antioch church.
教会念了。因为信上安慰的话就喜乐了。
And the brothers and sisters in Antioch, after they read the letter, they rejoiced because of the encouragement.
这里说到当神的儿女交通真理的时候。
Here it mentions when God's children fellowship in God's truth.
当真理得到释放，人教会得到安慰的时候，他们就喜乐了。
When truth is revealed and the people are encouraged,They rejoice.
这是在基督里的喜乐。
This is the joy in Christ.
这一个喜乐使教会得着释放，得着建立。
And this joy established church and freed the church.
那这可以说 the joy in Christ, 就是在基督里的喜乐。
Here we can say these are joy in Christ.
我想我们要再深一步，我们点一下 the joy of Christ, 基督的喜乐。
Furthermore, we also want to look at the joy of Christ.
在希伯来书第一章第八第九节那里说论到子就是论到基督。
In Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, we read,
那里说神啊就是指的主耶稣来说的神啊你的宝座是永永远远的你的国权是正直的。
But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness.
所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your companions.
你看见这里说到基督的时候，他说神用喜乐油来膏我们的主。
Here, when it mentions Jesus, it says God has anointed him with the oil of joy.
所有因相信基督而领受圣灵的人，就是领受这一个喜乐油的人。
All of those who believe in Christ and receive Holy Spirit will receive this oil of joy.
圣灵的膏油如何的膏抹在基督身上，圣灵的这一个喜乐的膏油也膏抹在基督徒的身上。
How this oil of joy of Holy Spirit anointed Christ, it will also be done to you.
什么是基督的喜乐？
What is the joy of Christ?
基督的喜乐乃是圣灵中的喜乐。
Joy of Christ is the joy in Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵把基督的喜乐赐给你我。
Holy Spirit granted us the joy of Christ today.
然后希伯来书十二章第二节说得更清楚。
It's more clear in Hebrew chapter 12, verse 23.
这里说我们应当要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Here it says we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith.
他就是耶稣，耶稣因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。
And because the joy set before him, that is Jesus, he endured the cross.
忍受了十字架的苦难。便坐在神宝座的右边。
Despite the shame, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
什么是耶稣基督的喜乐？
So what is the joy of Christ?
这里告诉我们，耶稣基督的喜乐不是当他在地上的时候。
It tells us this joy is not when he was on earth.
这里告诉我们是摆在前面的喜乐。
This joy is This joy was set before him.
耶稣基督在地上为人的时候，在他前面摆了一个喜乐。
When he lived on this earth, there was a joy set before him.
因那摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看羞辱。
For this joy set before him, he despised the shame and suffering.
忍受了十字架的苦难。
He endured the cross.
所以基督的喜乐乃是十字架的喜乐。
So the joy of Christ is the joy of the cross.
基督不但把他的喜乐赐给我们。
Not only Christ given us his joy.
我们不需要劳苦，他劳苦。
We don't need to labor, he labored for us.
我们不需要工作，他工作。
We do not have to work on it, he worked out.
他把喜乐和平安赐给我们。
He granted us peace and joy.
但是另一面，如果今天我们来跟随主。
On the other hand, if we're the follower of Jesus.
主会让我们认识和经历到一种的喜乐。
The Lord will lead us to experience another kind of joy.
乃是他在地上所有的喜乐。
And this is the joy he had when he was living on this earth.
是一个信心的喜乐，是看那摆在前面的喜乐，他就轻看羞辱。
And this is the joy of faith that he can look at the joy set before him and he despised the shame of suffering.
所以我们可以姑且这么说。
So we can say this way.
基督徒的喜乐基本上是一个信心的喜乐。
Basically, the joy of a Christian is a joy of faith.
好消息就是你我的喜乐乃是摆在前面的喜乐。
The good news is we have this joy set before us.
但是今天我们在地上，主可以让我们预尝到摆在前面的那一个将来的喜乐。
But while we were still on the earth, the Lord will enable us to foretaste this joy set before us.
但是你我今天在地上，我们再喜乐，我们要记得一件事情。
No matter how joyful we are on this earth, we must remember one thing.
真正的喜乐，最终的喜乐，乃是摆在前面的喜乐。
The real joy, the ultimate joy, is still set before us.
这一个喜乐叫基督值得把他一切倒空，来到地上做一个人。
For this joy, Christ counted it worthy to give up everything he has in heaven.
这一个喜乐叫基督在地上，他愿意存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
For this joy, he became obedient on this earth, even to the death of the cross.
今天这一个喜乐，主也把这一个喜乐，这样的喜乐赐给凡愿意跟随他、等候他的人。
Today, for those who are willing to follow him and wait upon him, Lord will grant such joy.
我想这是我们前头说的话。
And this is what we want to share.
然后我们就来看腓立比书第四章。
Let's now look more at Chapter 4 of Philippians.
腓立比书第四章第四节说到，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Verse 4 says, Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice.
前不久我们在查经的时候，我们就查到腓立比书。
We were studying Book of Philippians in Bible study.
有一位弟兄，他是在华为聚会，但是他是在富士康工作，很多人也许从中国来知道富士康，台湾去的公司有好像有几十万员工在中国。
A brother who was doing Bible study with us, he worked in a company called 富士康, which is originated from Taiwan.
那这个弟兄很可爱，他就问一个问题，他说我早就知道要喜乐。
And this brother is so lovely, he said, yeah, I know I need to rejoice.
而且这里说要常常喜乐。
And here it says rejoice always.
他说但是要怎么喜乐呢？
But how can I do this?
他说我常常喜乐不起来。
Many times I cannot rejoice.
那我们就交通到原来在腓立比书第四章至少我们可以找到三个点。
And then we shared that from the Philippians we can find three ways.
那我想弟兄姊妹念的时候，你有没有注意到这里有几个凡？
I don't know if you have noticed there's several everything in chapter 4.
中文比较容易读出来，凡事的凡。
And here in Chinese you may notice easily this word everything.
大家找一下好不好？第一个凡在哪里？好。
First one.
第六节
Verse 6.
应当一无挂虑， 只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
这里有一个凡。凡事借着祷告，
here,
凡事祷告。
Here it mentions one thing, pray in everything.
那当我们凡事祷告的时候，圣经有一个应许，神在基督耶稣里要把超过我们一切的理智啊，这里还缺掉一个这个 all understanding， 赐人一切意料之外的平安，保守你们的心怀意念。
Here God has a great promise. If we do that, the peace of God which transcends all our understanding will guard our heart and mind.
那第二个凡在哪里？
Where is that second everything?
第八节。
Verse 8.
凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Here mentions that everything that is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, anything that is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
不但要祷告，而且要思念。
We need to pray, but we also need to think.
但是要先祷告，再思念。
But we must pray first, then think.
凡是真实的、可敬的等等，这些事你们都要思念。
Whatever is true, noble, etc., all these things we need to think about.
第三个凡在哪里？
Let's find the last one.
刚才所念的最后 一节哈，十三节。
Verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
弟兄姊妹，保罗是不是口气太大了？
Is Paul a little too much boastful here?
他动不动就是凡呢？
He always use the word everything.
他那么有把握吗？
Is he so confident?
凡事祷告，
pray in everything.
凡事真实的等等，思念。
All these good things, we'll think about it.
凡事我靠着那加给我力量的，我都能做。
And through Him who gives me strength, I can do everything.
那我相信，所以我们取的名字叫做秘诀。
So here our topic is the secret.
保罗也说，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
And Paul also said, I had learned the secret that in whatever circumstance.
那其实原文谁是谁在就是 in everything and everything.
And yeah, another translation is.In anything and everything.
就是在一切的，在一切的，保罗说，我得了秘诀。
And Paul said here, I have learned the secret that in all the situations, everything and anything.
所以我们就用这三点来交通到进入喜乐的路。
Let's share more on these three points, how to get into this joy.
我想第一点，凡事祷告。
First, pray in everything.
那可以说基督徒啊，我们说句俗话，可能听得连耳茧都起来了。
This is almost a cliche to Christians.
我们头脑里面我们知道凡事都要祷告。
We know in our mind that we need to pray in everything.
我们也常常祷告。
And oftentimes we do pray.
但是我想这个不同的就在。
But the difference is,
许多的事情你是抓在自己的手里呢，你还是让把它交在主的手里？
For many of the things, do you hold it tight in your own hands, or you give it to the Lord?
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告。
Do not be anxious about anything. In everything, pray.
前两天还在开玩笑哈，说波阿斯现在的脚和手已经赶上了素平的。
And I was joking that now the size of the hands and feet of Boaz it can match Suping's.
我跟 Boaz 开玩笑，我说我记得你小时候，我把你的脚摆在妈妈的脚摆在爸爸的脚和手的边上， 很小很小的一只手。
I told him that when you were little, I compared your feet with my feet and your mother's feet. It's so little.
那弟兄姊妹，在你我的心目中，你的手和神的手是不是一样的大？
So, brother and sister, in your mind, is the size of your hand the same as the hand of God?
甚至你觉得我的手比神的手还要大一点。
Maybe you even think your hand is bigger than his hand?
很多我舍得的事情，小的事情我可以放在神的手里面。
For small matters, I'm willing to submit to God's hand.
但是重要的事情，
But the important matters,
我的事情，
My own matters,
少数的事情，
Some of these matters,
我要抓在我自己的手里比较保险。
I must have a very tight grip on it.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
But the Lord said,Those of you who are weary and heavy laden, come to me.
我要使你得安息。
I'll give you rest.
这个安息是主赐给你的安息。
This rest is from Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当你我有重担的时候，
When you have burden,
当你我喜乐不起来的时候，
When you cannot rejoice,
你要去哪里？
Where do you go?
你要在谁的手中找到安息？
From whose hand you will find rest?
主耶稣说，我使你得安息。
Lord Jesus said,Come to me, I'll give you rest.
为什么？
Why?
因为在十字架上，他担当的是最重的担子。
Because on the cross, he has bared the heaviest burden.
一位受苦的救主，却能够叫人喜乐。
A Lord who suffers, but he's able to give us joy.
弟兄姊妹，要靠主常常喜乐。
Brother and sister, we must rejoice in Christ.
你要来到这位为你受苦的主面前。
You must come to the Lord who suffered for you.
因着他受的苦，使你我可以喜乐。
Because of his suffering, you will receive the joy from him.
主说，我心里柔和谦卑。
The Lord said that I am gentle and humble in my heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
You should take up my yoke and learn from me.
这样你们就必得享安息。
Then you will receive this rest.
原文是说，你们就必找到安息。
And actually, the original text says you will find this rest.
有一个安息是主赐给你的。
And there is a rest that is given to you.
但是更进一步，有一个安息是你去寻找，在主里面找到的。
But furthermore, there's a kind of rest that you must seek and you will find in Christ.
当你我心里面觉得不喜乐的时候，
When you and I don't feel happy,
就是圣灵提醒我们要来负主轭的时候。
And this is the time that Holy Spirit is reminding us we need to come and take up Christ's yoke.
什么叫做负主的轭？
What is to take up his yoke?
可以说在基督的手里面，他不抓着任何的东西。
We can say that in the hand of Christ, he's not holding on to anything.
他连他的灵魂，他说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Even his own soul, he said, I'll submit it to the hand of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，你我想要找到真正的安息吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you looking for the true rest?
除非你我负主的轭，学主的样式。
There's only one way, you must take his yoke and learn from him.
把你心里面最重的担子交在主的手里。
Give your heaviest burden to the Lord.
主耶稣祷告说，父啊，照你的意思，不照我的意思。
And when the Lord prayed, he said, according to your will, not mine.
如果我们有这样的祷告，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你们所要的告诉神。
If we have such a prayer through petition and prayer, with thanksgiving, we present our request to God.
你我真正要什么？
What do we need indeed?
主耶稣问门徒说，你们要什么？
The Lord asked the disciples, what do you want?
我想盼望我们能够对主说，我们要父所要的，我们要你所要的。
I hope we often say that I want what the Lord wants, we want what the Father wants.
如果我们这样负主的轭，学主的样式。
If we do such thing, take up his yoke and learn from him.
主说，你们必然找到安息。
And the Lord promised that you will find this true rest in him.
因为主说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Because the Lord said that my yoke is easy.
弟兄姊妹，我们是一个很有，我们都是很有思想的人。
Brother and sister, I know we are all educated. We think a lot.
我们很会想。
We can really think about many things.
很多时候我们没有办法，我们的思想好像一匹马一样，我们没有办法抓住它。
And a lot of times our thought is like a wild horse. We cannot contain it.
我们人已经躺在枕头上了，但是我们的头脑还是在想。
We lay our head on the pillow, but we're still thinking.
很多时候甚至我们已经睡着了，但是在梦中我们还是在想。
Oftentimes, we're already sleeping, but in the dreams, we're still thinking.
我们彼此劝勉，少思想，多祷告。
Let us exhort each other, do less thinking, do more prayer.
神把思想给我们，神不是要我们不用思想。
Lord, give us the ability to think. It's not that we do not need to think at all.
但是你我在学习戴上救恩的头盔思想以前。
But before you and I can learn to think wearing the helmet of salvation,
我们要先学习祷告。
We must learn how to pray first.
要做一个祷告的人。
We must be a person of prayer.
我想一个人若是凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，若是这样的人，我们不能说他祷告，我们只能说他是一个祷告的人。
If a person in everything petition and pray, then we should say this is a person prayer instead of he pray.
弟兄姊妹，如果你只是有事想起来祷告的时候，
If a brother or sister, if you only pray when you think of something,
你没有办法进入这一个喜乐。
You will not receive this joy.
这个喜乐主是给祷告的人的喜乐。
This joy is saved for those who pray.
所以我们彼此劝勉，少思想，多祷告，做一个祷告的人。
Let us encourage each other to be a person of prayer. Do less your own thinking, do more prayer.
那也有一个弟兄问我一个问题，他说他很喜欢箴言四章二十三节。
Another brother asked me a question that he really liked There was this verse from Proverbs 4:23.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
Above everything, guard your heart.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Because it is the wellspring of life.
那这个弟兄就说，怎么样保守你的心呢？
The brother asked, then, how do I guard my heart and mind?
所以我们查到腓立比书第四章的时候，我就顺便回答两个问题一起回答。我说这里圣经告诉我们怎么样保守心怀意念。
And when we are studying Philippians, I can answer both of these questions.
凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
The answer is through prayer and petition and everything, present your request with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
把你的事，当将你的事交托他。
Submit your matters into His hand.
交托，不要再拿回来。
A total submission, do not take it back.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Peace of God, transcending all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
那很奇妙，这个问题的就是前面问怎么样喜乐的弟兄，第二个礼拜碰到他的时候。
It's a wonderful thing that the following week when I met the brother who asked.The question, how can I rejoice?
他说他回去就祷告。
He said, he told me that after he went back, he started to pray.
祷告的时候他读圣经，他读到耶利米书二十九章第七节。
When he was praying, he read Jeremiah 29, verse 2.
这个弟兄刚刚从温州搬到深圳，他离开了教会，是一个很好的弟兄，但是我可以感觉到他心里有挣扎。
This brother, he just moved from Wenzhou to Shenzhen. He has left his church. I can feel that he has struggled in his mind.
福州，我说错了。
I'm sorry. I correct myself. It's 福州 not 温州。
耶利米二十九章七节说：“你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随之得平安。”
Jeremiah 29:7 says, "You must pray for the city. Pray for the peace of the city, because then you will receive peace."
那一天他知道主告诉他说你要为富士康祷告。
On that day he learned that the Lord is revealing to him that he needs to pray for his company, 富士康。
富士康就是那城，你要为那城求平安，那城平安，你们也随之得平安。
富士康 is that city. If that city receives its peace, then all those in it will receive their peace.
他说很奇妙。
Miraculously?
一直以来，他们东西常常都会被退回来。
He said many times their product has been returned.
可是当他开始为公司祷告的时候，
But ever since he started to pray for the company,
他发现他们做的东西没有退回来。
He found out that their products were not returned anymore.
所以这时候他心里面非常喜乐，他说原来我可以为公司祷告。
He felt this great joy in his mind that, oh, I can actually pray for the company.
他跟他的同事他们两个关系不是很好。
And he didn't have a great relationship with his co-workers.
有一天他的同事说我他同事也常常会为难他，但是有一天他同事说他说我忘记是他说我很不舒服，好像是头痛。
Sometimes his colleagues will find fault with him. Once he told him, I have headache.
他说我没办法再工作下去了。
I cannot work anymore.
那我们的弟兄就大着胆子跟他讲说你可以祷告。
And our brother boldly told his colleague, then you can pray about it.
后来他同事说我不知道怎么祷告，他说你帮我祷告吧。
His colleague said, I don't know how to pray. Would you pray for me?
在他为同事祷告的时候，他心里有一个信心，他觉得主会医治这一个同事。
When he was praying for him, he suddenly got the faith from the Lord that the Lord will heal his colleague.
隔了一会儿，同事跑过来跟他说他不痛。
And shortly after that, his colleague came over and told him that his headache's gone.
所以他就开始跟这个同事传福音。
So he started to share more about the gospel with his colleague.
所以他来回来做见证说，他说感谢主，我喜乐了。
And he gave the testimony. He said, "Praise the Lord, and I now rejoice."
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Peace of God transcending all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
第二个凡事，这里说到凡事真实的、可敬的等等，这些事你们要思想。
Here another the second everything that is true, noble, etc. All these things you need to think about it.
所以我不是劝弟兄子，保罗不是劝弟兄姊妹说不要思想，只要祷告就好了。
So Paul is not encouraging brothers and sisters, do not think at all, just pray.
但是如果你不祷告思想的话，很麻烦也很危险。
Thinking without praying is a dangerous thing, though.
然后你到底要想什么？
And what will you think?
如果你头脑里面就是那一个股票的那个曲线的话，
If all you can think of is the stock chart.
如果你头脑里想的就是医生的那一个报告的话，
Or a report from the doctor.
如果你头脑想的是将来 what if 怎么办的话，
or many of the what ifs for your future，
这不是保罗劝我们所思想的。
This is not what Paul encourages to think about。
我想我用诗篇的两个例子。
We'll see two examples from the book of Psalms。
诗篇这是可以说是 FAQ 常问问题。
These are the two frequently asked questions in Psalm.
当你看见恶人常想安逸，财富加增的时候，
When you see that the wicked people are enjoying their life and they're making great wealth.
当你看见我突然洁净了我的心，我突然洗手表明我无辜。
When you feel that in vain you're keeping your heart pure,And in vain you washed your hand, your innocence.
我们会问说，这个世界如果有神，
We will ask, if there's God.
我们会问说，如果神爱我的话，
If God indeed loves me.
如果神爱他所爱的人的话，
If God loves those who love him.
为什么有这许多的事情会发生呢？
How can all these things happen?
诗人诗篇七十三篇，他和神有这样的对话，在他祷告的时候，他和神有这样的对话。
So in Psalm 73, we find the poet has this conversation with God when he was praying.
他说恶人常想安逸，财宝加增。
He said the wicked they're always carefree and they increase their wealth.
他说我突然洁净了我的心，我突然洗手表明我无辜。
And he said, in vain I have kept my heart pure, in vain I have washed my hands in innocence.
怎么办？在这个时候，在你思想是这样子想的时候，你怎么可能喜乐呢？
When you start to think about such things, how can you be joyful?
但是诗人说，等我进入神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
But the poet said, now I have entered his sanctuary and I start to think about the destiny of the wicked people.
他进入了圣殿，他思想了什么？
After he entered the sanctuary, what did he start to think?
在底下他告诉我们说，你以后必接我到荣耀里。
In the following verses, you find he mentioned that God will take him to his glory.
所以诗人进入圣所，他看见神的荣耀。
So after the poet entered God's sanctuary, he started to see the glory of God.
他也思想神的荣耀。
And he started to think about the glory of God.
当他看见神荣耀的时候，
When he sees the glory of God,
那些恶人的重担就在他心里化解了。
And the burden of these wicked people's face started to melt away.
他说，人睡醒了怎样看梦，主啊，你醒了也必轻看那些作恶的人。
He said, just like a person, after he wakes up, you look at the dreams. That God, when you wake up, you look at these people, wicked people, just like you will despise these people.
他甚至他说，他觉得他好像像一个动物一样。
And he even said, I'm like a brute beast.
很多时候我们的思想就像动物一样。
Oftentimes our thoughts is not much different from the thoughts of a beast.
但是感谢神，他说，然而你与我同在，你搀我的右手。
And he said, praise the Lord, you have been always with me and you hold me with your right hand.
当我们思想神荣耀的时候，
When we think about God's glory,
神就用他的同在来搀扶我们的右手。
Then God with his presence hold us tight with his right hand.
思想神的荣耀。
We need to think about the glory of God.
诗篇七十七篇
Psalm 77.
又有一个另外的常见问题。
Another frequently asked question.
这里没有说到作恶的人。
Here it didn't mention anything about wicked people.
这里诗人说，我在患难之日寻求主。
Here the poet said, when I was in distress, I sought the Lord.
我在夜间不住地举手祷告，我的心不肯受安慰。
I stretched out my untiring hands at night, and my soul refused to be comforted.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的日子？
Do you have such a day?
你有没有这样的夜晚？
Do you have such a night?
我不住地举手祷告，但我的心仍然不肯受安慰。
I stretch out my hands and pray unceasingly, but my heart, my soul refused to be comforted.
在我们心里没有喜乐，在我们心里没有安息。
In our heart, we cannot find rest. We cannot find joy.
他说，我想念神。
And he said, I remember you, God.
但是呢，他想念神，反而更让他烦躁不安。
But when he remembered God, he groaned and he became more restless.
他说，我想到神，神却叫我不能闭眼，我烦乱不安。甚至不能说话。
He said, well, I remember God, but it caused me not able to close my eyes, and I'm too distressed to even speak.
有时候我们连祷告的力气都没有了。
And sometimes we don't even have the strength to pray.
但是下面就转了一个弯，他说，我追想古时之日，上古之年。
But now here comes the turning point. He said, now I remember the former days, the years of long ago.
我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里也仔细省察，难道主永远丢弃我吗？
I remembered my songs in the night, my heart moved and my spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever?
难道他的慈爱永远穷尽吗？
Will he never show his favor again as his unfailing love vanished forever?
我便说，这是我的懦弱，但我要追念至高者显出右手之年代。
Then he said, this is my weakness. I will now remember the days when the Lord reveals his power with his right hand.
我要提说耶和华所行的，我要纪念你古时的奇事，我要思想你的经营，默念你的作为。
I will mention that your deeds, I will mention your work and those of things you did in the ancient days.
这首诗歌开始的时候是低的。
And this psalm he started at a very low point.
但是慢慢慢慢它就高上来了。
But it keeps going up.
所以在最后这一段，你完全跟前面开始的时候连不起来。
So when you reach the end, you'll find such a huge contrast.
弟兄姊妹，这就是在基督里的喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, this is the joy in Christ.
它是不受限制的喜乐。
This is an unlimited joy.
是有许多的事情，我们所受的患难，我们的日子，我们的黑暗，使我们不能祷告，不肯受安慰。
Yes, many things, our distress, our dark days will make us not able to pray.
但是诗人说，我思念古时之日，上古之年。
But the poet says, I remember the days of long ago in the ancient days.
他说我思念你古时的启示，我默念你的作为。
He said, I meditate on your deeds and your revelation from the old days.
当他思想神在历史上的恩典，神的启示。
When he meditates on God's deeds in the history, and
当他思想神在他的人生中所做的、所施行的拯救。
When he meditates how God has saved him all through his life.
他心里面就得到了释放。
And he was free in his heart.
这是思想神的作为。
This is to meditate on the deeds of the Lord.
诗篇119篇96、97节说。
Psalm 119 verse 96 and 97.
我看万事尽都有限，唯有你的命令极其宽广。
I find everything is limited, but your commandment is unlimited.
我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Oh, I how I love your law! It is my meditation all day long.
弟兄姊妹，什么是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的等等
？Brother and sister, what is that? Everything that is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable.
只有神，只有主。
Only God, only the Lord.
思想神的荣耀
，meditate on His glory；
思想神的作为
，meditate on His deed；
思想神的话
，meditate on His word。
他能够把我们的忧愁变为喜乐
，He will turn our sorrow into joy。
他把我们的悲伤脱去
，He will remove all our sadness。
他把拯救唯一给我们穿上
，He will give us salvation as an outcoat。
所以希伯来书。跟我们说到，你们要思念这一位为使者、为大祭司的耶稣。
So, Book of Hebrews says we must meditate on Jesus Christ, who is the High Priest.
不但要思念到神的荣耀、神的工作、神的话语，更重要的，思念到神的儿子耶稣基督。
Not only we need to meditate on His work, His deeds, His words. Most importantly, meditate on Jesus Christ.
我们在饼杯面前，我们每一次拨饼的时候，我想这是最好的敬虔的操练，思念我们的主。
Every time we come before the table of the Lord's table, this is the time that we must meditate on Him.
思念为使者、为大祭司的耶稣。
Meditate on Jesus Christ, who's the apostle and the high priest for us.
十二章我们刚才念过。你们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews chapter 12 mentions that we must fix our eyes upon Jesus, perfecter and author of our faith.
然后第三节，作者使徒说，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
In verse 3, the author told us, you must meditate so that you will not grow weary and lost your heart.
我想我们就不去提，好，下面保罗其实不只是思想，并且这些事你们要去行。
And Paul also said, not only you meditate on all these things, you put into practice.
当你思想这位耶稣的时候
，When you meditate on Jesus Christ,
你所行的其实就是跟随这位耶稣。
What you practice is actually following Christ.
所以我们说仍然是一条十字架的道路。
This is still the way of cross.
但是你要走十字架的道路，你必须要思想，在你我里面必须是那位走十字架道路的耶稣充满在我们里面，我们才能够走十字架的道路。
If you want to walk on the path of the cross, you must have Christ Jesus who walked on this path of cross filling your heart.
前几天素萍跟我分享一句话、啊、我也跟大家分享。
A couple of days ago, 素萍 shared something with me. I want to share with you too.
这是盖恩夫人的一句话。
This is something that Madame Gaines wrote.
神把十字架给我们。
The Lord, God has given us the cross.
十字架把神给我们。
But the cross brings God to us.
前面说到神的平安要保守你的心怀意念。
It will also mention that peace of God will guard your heart and mind.
但是这里说，如果我们常常思念，我们常常跟随的话，平安的神要与我们同在。
But here it says, if we meditate on Him, if we follow Him, the God of peace will be with us.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒为什么要走十字架的路？
Brothers and sisters, why do Christians have to walk the path of cross?
因为在十字架的路上，你能够更多的得着神。
Because on the path of cross, you will find more about God.
最后，我想我就点一下第三点。
Finally, I just mentioned the third point briefly.
保罗说，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。
Paul said, I have learned to be content in all circumstances. I have learned this.
啊，我觉得这句话，这是我已经学会，这是一句很轻的话，但是这句话的分量非常的重。
Although there are only a couple words here, but it's a very important one.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
I know how to live in need. I know also how to live with plenty.
他说，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，我都得了秘诀，我都学会了。
Whether I'm well fed or hungry, whether I live in want or in abundance, I have learned the secret.
保罗的秘诀是什么？
What is that secret?
保罗学会了什么功课？
What he really learned?
他说，靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
That is, I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们肯把我们的事真正交在主的手里。
Brothers and sisters, if you truly can submit all your things into the hand of the Lord.
如果我们把我们的心思专注在主的身上。
If we focus our mind on our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在你我里面可以有一个把握。
Then you will have this assurance inside you.
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
If the Lord is with us, who can be against us?
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Through him who gives me strength, I can do everything.
弟兄姊妹，不但我们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we will pray.
不但我们思想。
We'll also think.
我们也是信靠。
We'll also trust and rely on him.
我们相信那一位在我们里面运行的。
We believe the one that who is worked inside us.
他也掌管整个的宇宙。
And he reigns the whole universe.
哥林多前书十二章第九节，同样是保罗的见证。
In First Corinthians 12:9, Paul also shared.
保罗这句话说，他说主对他说，他祷告主没有答应，主对他说，我的恩典够你用的。
And here Paul said, when he prayed to the Lord did not answer, did not grant his prayer request. He said, My grace is sufficient for you.
我漏掉一个字，中文，我的恩典是够你用的。
Here I want to mention again that it says, My grace is sufficient for you.
有一个见证，这是一个弟兄，他叫做 Webb。Webb Pablo.
I want to share a testimony from a brother. His name is Webb Pablo.
他是开西英国有一个可以说有一个 movement 或者是 conference 叫Keswick Conference 开西大会。
And he was part of the Keswick Conference movement, who started in Britain.
因为我们这一次去英国教会历史，我想开西对我心里面是一个，所以我就。去读一点开西当时的东西。
I just came back from a Britain studying the church history, so I read a little bit about the Keswick movement.
这个 Webb Pablo 可以说是开西的 founding father, 开西开始的人。
We can, Web Pablo, we could say he's the founder or he started this move.
就在开始聚会开始的那一年, 1874年, 他的一岁的儿子, 突然就被主接去, 很突然意外的事情。
In 1874, when the Catholic Conference started, that year the Lord took his young son, only 1 year old, away.
他说当他把儿子安葬回家的时候, 他就开始预备明天的信息。
The day after he buried his son, he started to prepare the message.
他就预备这一句话, 我的恩典是够你用的, 他想告诉弟兄姊妹试炼的功课。
And he meditated on this verse, that my grace is sufficient for you.
他花了2个钟头预备他的信息。
He spent 2 hours prepared this message. He wanted to share about the message of suffering.
但是在他心里面, 他对自己说, 他说我没有办法相信 神的恩典这个时候是够我用的。
But in his heart, he said, I could not believe that in this situation the Lord's grace is sufficient.
所以他就跪下来求神给他恩典。
So he knelt down, he prayed and requested God's grace.
他在那里流泪。
And he shed tears.
等到他祷告一阵子, 他抬起头来的时候,
after he prayed for a while, he raised up his head.
他看见在墙上挂了一块的字。
And he saw something. He saw something hanging on the wall.
是他妈妈前两天送给他的。
It was given to him by his mother a couple of years ago.
就是这一节圣经。
And that's exactly the word.
我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
那个是字是一个不同的颜色。
And that word is written in a different color.
那个我和你是用另外一种的颜色。
And the word my and you is in. They're also in different color.
当他擦去他的眼泪, 看清楚那一幅字的时候,
when he wiped out his tear and he looked at this writing,
圣灵在他心里面问他说, 难道我的恩典不够你用吗?
He felt the Holy Spirit was asking him again,
你何必再来向我求恩典?
Isn't that my grace is sufficient for you?
你只要相信这句话, 你只要相信, it is true in everything. 在所有的事上都是真的。
Only believe, then it is true in everything.
他说从那一天起,
he said from that day on,
神用简单的字句告诉了我,
through the simple words, God has revealed to me,
神的恩典不是将要或者也许够你用,
that his grace is not that it might be or will be sufficient for you,
神的恩典是够我用的,
that his grace is sufficient for you.
从那一天起, 我的是你, 深深刻上了我的心板。
From that day on, that word is written in my heart.
他说, 感谢神, 从那一天起, 直到现在, 我天天活在这一个信息的实现中。
He said, praise the Lord, from that day on, I've lived in the reality of that promise.
但愿使人有盼望的神, 因信将诸般喜乐平安, 充满我们的心。
May the God of hope, because of our faith, fill our heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this word. We will stand and sing 306 hymns.